Well, Sue, as we look what's happening within the market trade today, you know, I just kind of joked with you. The ports are closed, so that's affecting the livestock side. Snow throughout the Midwest, interesting weather on the East Coast, that's affecting our grains, and then fighting in the Ukraine as well. So a lot of factors are being moved into this grain complex today as we look at it. What are your thoughts? And I understand now a weaker dollar as well.
Well, I think that when I look at the markets here today, first, you're coming back after a long weekend. The cattle market on all my indicators had gotten overdone, I mean tremendously overdone. And then, of course, the support that we found here early today, for example, on the feeders came against, I want to say, five or six moving averages that were all clustered together in one place, so I can see why it held that. But the bottom line is the East Coast, the worst winter in, well, historically, record snowfall in Boston. And, you know, there are six states on the East Coast now that are filing for federal assistance, you know, for, you know, because of all the weather that they've had and horrible things. That has, you know, people aren't going out. They're staying home. Needless to say, you know, and if they can get out, you know, to go somewhere, they're probably just making a dash to the grocery store and back. They're lucky if they can get to work. And so that's, you know, the East Coast has a huge population. That's bearish to the product or to the demand for meat.